good question.
Kof Zion Tammuz, Tuesday the 10th of July, Rabbi Shaul Dollinger. The concept of time, more or less.
More or less.
Sure.
So, bye.
Good morning. I think the topic that was said, I'm not so sure if people understand what it's meant. I'll explain it. I was told that usually people say different Musa, well, I should say a pilpul in learning. So we'll try to say a pilpul in learning and we'll try to make it understood for the whole oilam, in Yetz Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses in Avsamech Tesem with Beis, what happens if somebody was in the midbar, was in the desert, and he doesn't know if it's Shabbos or if it's a weekday. So Gemara says like this, a person is a hoy mahalach v'midbar, v'eini yedeya emos ha-Shabbos, what do you do? So Maman Doma says, Moine shisha yomim, he counts 6 days, u'mishamar yom echot, and he keeps one day as Shabbos. So then the other Maman Doma says the other way around. First of all, he keeps the first day should be the Shabbos, and then he counts 6 days. And that's a machaitis in the Gemara. The end of the Gemara, the maskonas of Gemara, the maskonas of Sugya is that you have to go to Chumra. It's a suffix. Every day you don't know if it's Shabbos or if it's not Shabbos. So you have to go to Chumra and you assume that it's Shabbos every day, and therefore you can't make any malacha. Every day you can't make any malacha. Except for pikuach nefesh. A person eats, he has to survive. So then, of course, what you have to do to survive, if you find an animal, you have to shecht it and so on, in order to survive, so then you're allowed to do it. But besides that, you cannot do any malach. And that's what's kepaskel in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, in Siman Shin Dalad Mem, it's kepaskel like Shitas Rovo, that you cannot make any malach. Every single day you go lechum. Frank the Mogen Avraham, a very interesting question. Lechay, if you don't know if it's Shabbos or Chol, why should you go lechumre? Lechay, Yevroiv. Yevroiv, Yomem is Chol. The thing that tells us that Rabbim the Hatra is you always assume you go Masarev in all the din of Shulchan Aruch. You can even kill a person and you assume you're right that's the din in the Rabbim the Hatra in Beis Din. So if we don't know if today's Shabbat, today's Chol, and mathematically we know the 6 days out of 7 is Chol, so you assume today must be Chol. That's the Shmogin of Rom's Kasha. So then he answers, we're not going to discuss the answer for the Shmogin of Rom, we're going to stop at about the question from the Magen Avraham and discuss this topic here. The Gevelach we know, there's a din of roiv by Tisha Chanuya. You find a piece of meat on the street and you don't know from what butcher it came from, so then you look around and you see if most stores sell kosher flesh, it's kosher. If most stores sell treif flesh, and the flesh, the meat is treif, that's one concept of roiv. There's another concept of roiv that you assume if you have an animal, you want to know if the animal is kosher, or maybe the animal is a treifa animal. So we say, roiv behemus kshedus. Most animals in the world are kosher. The animals, you assume, this animal is also kosher. So there is such a thing in the world as roiv. The question is, what about roiv when it comes to time? Is there such a concept of roiv when discussing time, when you're discussing days? We never find such a thing normally in Shulchan Aruch about roiv bizman. So if we hear the Magen Avraham when he asks the question, he should go basar roiv zman, it's an interesting concept. Let's discuss that. Where do we ever find in Shas, this in Indian, that you're assuming roiv interpreted when you're concerning zman? So the truth is, he himself brings down, the Rashash in Ksuvas brings down a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, you find money by the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and you don't know if the money is chulin or if the money is maizit. It's a hekdash to kegeld. You're not sure what kind of money it is. So the Gemara says, depends when you find the money. But if you find the money throughout the year, you find the year during the Chol HaShana, so it must be chulin to kegeld, because the maizit money people bring to Yerushalayim in Shkolim. But the Gevelach, if during the year, B'chol HaShana, we assume that what? That the money is chulin. So you see that you're assuming that the money is chulin based on the time of the year. That's one shayla, that's one mocker, it's one source where you find the din of roiv concerning time.
Shabbos is called
Kviyah B'kaimah. Pardon?
Shabbos is called
Kviyah B'kaimah. This is the Teretz in the Mogen Avraham, but we're discussing before the Teretz in the Mogen Avraham.
So it's
It's not the rove in the zman. You're talking about the rove in the money.
Very good. Very good. I see all about you almost say the she yourself. Very good. Very good point. And that's, of course, we'll mention it here. Very good. But there's another thing. There's a fourth shore in your gedeya, simen tes zayin, siv cotton tes zayin. There's a din in the Torah. You can shech oisim es benoi b'yom echad. You can shech the child and the mother the same day. You're not allowed to shech. One of the chukim in the Torah, metuni shech oisim es benoi b'yom echad. Frankly, to a shor l'chayek, how could you ever shech the little shepsel? Maybe that day the mother was geshochten too. How could you ever shech an animal? Maybe that day the mother was geshochten. If the mother was geshochten that day, you're not allowed to shech the child. So how could you ever shech anybody? As if frankly, to a shor, having to a shor, you don't survive. Most, why should you assume that the mother was geshochten today? Maybe there's hundreds of days in the year. So most probably the mother was geshochten another day. Why should you assume that the mother was geshochten today? So again, you see the concept that you go basarev yomim, as they said for the tour short. Another mocker, the Gemara says, it needed a nun zayin amud beis, zog the Gemara, that if a lady touched kodshibdika animal, truma, she touched kodshibdika fruits, and the shayla was the woman tome or was the woman tore, and we don't know. She doesn't know if the day, the moment when she touched that food, she doesn't remember if those days she was a tome or tore. So the Gemara, you go basarev yomer. If most of her days were tore, so they assumed that the day that she touched the fruit, she was tore. If roiv yomer she was tome, you could assume that it was tome. So again, you see that you would take such a concept of roiv assuming it with the days. The Rashash in Ksuvet Avtes, the famous sugya for Pesach Pesuach, so the Gemara says a person gets married and he sees that she's on a psula, and the Shaila, when was she mizan? Tachtov or laf tachtov? Because if she was mizan the laf tachtov, she's a dying kosher to her husband. But if she was mizan the tachtov after the erusin, so therefore she has a din of an ishish. So the Shaila the Gemara is, was she mizan the tachtov or laf tachtov? That's one of the sveikas. Frita Rashash, what do you mean? Roiv Bizman, she was lav tachtov. She was only engaged for a few weeks. And when she was at that time, she was 25 when she got engaged. So it was a possibility she was beside her 25 years. Why should she assume it happened within those few weeks? Let's go basaroy. But this Frentish Kashash, the Fesim with Aleph in Ksuvah. So again, he is assuming that such a thing is Roiv Bizman, and he got the Bing Zeraya from the Mishnah in Shkolim. And he answers what you said there. The Kashash says, Mikedish Bregan the Raya from Shkolim, because over there was a question of the Moyas. There was a Sefer Eshkol, person wants to be toivel himself in the river. In the river, there's a river he wants, but the thing is the difference what type of water is in the river. There is water which is zoicho, and there is maim noitfim. Rainwater, it has to be ashboiren, it has to be like a mikveh. When we go to a mikveh, you have to make sure the mikveh there's no, the water is not moving. I mean, it could move while the person is inside. That type of moving is impossible. If there's a hole in the wall and the water is running out of the place, that the mikvah is possible. The mikvah has to be ashboyren, the mikvah has to be the kabo v'kaimor, has to be in a situation where it's still. So, how do we know the water and the river, how do you know that it's river water? Maybe it's like rainwater. And if it's rainwater, it has to be bashboyan, it has to be without moving, it has to be like a lake, it has to be like a swimming pool, it has to be closed the water. So the Eshkol says, it depends what river, what time of the year. If it's in certain places where it's rave of the year, it's zoichel, the water runs, and it's not relying on the rainwater, so then you're allowed to be talking as a little bit nor. So you see again that you such a thing as rave yomim. So, if the halacha we see that research the halacha is the paschal the Shulchan Aruch, the Gabba the Shaila we said with Shabbos, that we paschal like Rovo, that there's no din roiv, and then is everything if they go to Chumra, and you're not assuming that it's roiv yom, you're not assuming that it's chol. But we brought all these Gemaras that seems to say that the research thing is roiv yom, the research thing is roiv in zman. So, how do we answer the question? So, the din is azoy. We'll answer like this. The Rabbi Chanan in Kevetz Oros, he says two reasons why there should be no roiv bizman. One reason he says like this. First reason Rabbi Chanan says, the reason why you can't be soymech is because there's a tesis in Zvochim, a few tesis in Mishas about the same shayla. What happens in the what?
On the Pesach
Pusich,
on the shayla, the Pesach, it's actually the Harav by the lady,
it's not what?
It's Efshe Levara.
No, but that's not Efshe Levara. No, we're talking about it. By the time you found out, no, we're talking again this year. Well, how is it Efshe Levar if it was Edim? No, not always there's Edim. Efshe Levar, no. We're talking a case where there's no Edim. Okay, so like this. So he explains like this. Tosfos says, Morgan Zvochim says, that what happens also in Sanhedrin, the people that deserve to get Misa, there's Niskolin and then Nisrofim. Certain affairs that people do that the Oynish is Kilo, and certain other person that the Oynish is Trefo. And they were all in the prison, be prepared for the Oynish, and they got mixed up. The people who get supposed to get Skila and the people who are supposed to get Sreifa, they got mixed up, but we don't know anymore. So they'd go Basaroif. But the mice, you should go Basaroif, let's face his kasha. But the Mishnah says you give everybody, since you don't know, you give everybody Skila, which is the less of a Chumre, less of a Oynish than Sreifa, because you don't know. Frank faces a kasha, why don't you go Basaroif? If right people are in that situation where people who deserve Sreifa, so they give everybody Sreifa. Why do you give Skila? But you didn't go Basaroif, so then you should give everybody Sreifa and not Skila. That's Tosfos Kash. So Tosfos answers like this. The only time you could go Basaroif, if there's no paradox in your psak. In other words, like this. If there's a question, this is kosher with Reif, and Reif says kosher, so it's kosher. But in a case where if you're going to pass with the Reif, there will be a paradox, and soon explain, the Tate de Sasre, then you can't go Basaroif. If you give everybody Sreifa, so then you're doing, for sure, doing something wrong. Because some of the people in that room deserve Skilo. So how could you give everybody Sreifa? And this individual, but the Pascha, the best that he gets Skilo. So you're doing something which is Vada Sheker. So the case is you can't do Reif when you're doing something which is Vada Sheker. Normally by Reif, you're assuming that this flesh came from this butcher shop and not from the other butcher shop. So you're not, it's not for sure Sheker. Yeah, you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, but one of the rules is for sure Treif. Also shaker, no?
Where is the case of Bashut Reif? By Chad Betrei bottle. Yeah. So yes, a kasha, he's asking very good kasha, Rabid. The Chayyid is a din of Pitl Baroi. If ever you're making together flesh, kosher flesh and strafe flesh, and they got mixed up, it's a din Pitl Baroi, and you're allowed to eat the whole top of flesh. And according to some Rishonim, there's a Machik of Rishonim in Simon Kuf Tess in Yeredaya. The machayk is yishoni if you're allowed to eat all of them at the same time or one person. The sab yishoni pasket that the same individual could eat them all at the same time. In other words, you could make a huge sandwich with all the flesh that's there, and you know for sure that one shtickle is flesh, is treif. So you see for sure that you're allowed to say mechagayv even though it's a paradox. Answer is, because the Rosh says in Chulim, that isur is sapach neis hetter. That's what the Torah says. To understand. Isu misapach neiset that the din of bitl beroyv that the isu becomes kosher. That's the chiddush of bitl beroyv. So you're going to ask me how the shayach in the teretz pushet. Who says bichlal that something is treif and not treif? What makes something treif? The Torah. The Torah says this flesh is kosher. This flesh is treif. And the same Torah says that the isu misapach neiset. This is one of the chukim. The Torah says that this piece is treif, and yet the same Torah says that if it gets mixed up with something else, it becomes kosher. There's no palate. It's a treif because it seems that it's a chiddush, but that's it's not a palate bichlal. It's the same Rebbeinu Shlomo that said that you go basaroif, and the same Rebbeinu Shlomo said that this is treif. He said that if the treif gets mixed up, it becomes kosher. So Mimela says over there, it's no kasha if it's a paradox because the issue became heter. Mashaikin over there, you cannot say that the person who deserves the skila became the psak of a shreifa. That you can't say that. So, anyways, this Torah. That's the Torah. The Torah says the Torah says that it's a paradox. You can't. Well, they will be here too. If you say every day is chol, ultimately it's going to be a tata disaster because one day for sure is chol. How could you say that all the days should be chol? One day for sure is Shabbos. So you can't say that every day is chol. So be'etzim is azoy. You could be masber. In a case where there is a paradox. Is attached, you never go Basaroy, or you could go Basaroy until it comes to the last moment when it's a paradox. So maybe that's the Machekas Rav Gavuna. The first day for sure it's Chol, you could go Basaroy. The second day, when it comes to the seventh day, now already you can't say it's Chol because it's going to be a paradox. So maybe that's the Machekas Avuna and Rav, if you're allowed to go Basaroy in a case where there's going to be a Tata disaster. But that's one Hezbo. But there's another Hezbo for Rav Chonan, which I think is even Mamish, Gog about it. Rabbi Chonan says another hezbe where you can't go roi b'yomim. In every case of roi b'shas, so you have the roi in front of you, and you have the miut in front of you. Let's take the case of Tisha Chanuyas. You go, you make a survey on Golders Green Road,
And you see which stores are, Kadasa, not Kadasa, the ones that have the hex temple of kosher, and then we have this temple which is not kosher, Chalila v'chas, real treifer store. But the roi is in front of you. You see the roi, you see the miyut, and then you assume that this piece of meat came from the roi. There's another roi, Ruba the Lesser, come on. You're assuming, roi v'loshim v'tesi all this. It's a Shalom Gemara, this child was born after 9 months, less than 9 months. So the Gemara says, Rav Nashim, the test elders, Rav women give birth after 9 months. So it's a Rav, statistically proven all over the world, even though you may not see the ladies, you're not seeing the case in front of you, the child. But we know, the Teva, the science tells you, that the science is here right now that tells you Rav children are born in 9 months. But Rav Biyamin, it's a beautiful surah. You don't have in front of you the Rav Yomim. Yesterday, he's not here. Tomorrow, didn't come yet. So the only thing you have in front of you is today. You don't have a Rav in front of you. You don't have a day to say that this day is Shaykh to the Rav Yomim. You don't have a Rav Yomim in front of you. A Rav, you have to have a Rav in front of you. You have the majority in front of you. Then you could say that the question in hand comes from the majority. But that's only if the majority is in front of you. And by days, that concept is impossible. There's no such a thing as the roiv in front of you. There's not roiv yomim chol in front of you. Yesterday shonish do, and tomorrow didn't come yet. So maybe you only have today, you only have this 24-hour period. Maybe you can't assume you go basaroiv. Therefore, the poskim say, it's at kasante shayla. When you go basaroiv ba dayonim, it's only if all the dayonim are in the same room. But what happens if somebody doesn't go out of the room? You can't anymore use his vote. Because if he was not there, well, as I'm talking about in the case that he wasn't there for the discussion. Because if the miut, if the Tayona would have been in the same room, he would have heard the opinion from the other people too. And then if he still considered his psak, then you could assume his vote. But if he was not there together at the same time with the Rav, so if Land Weisse, then maybe he would have heard all the opinions, he would have assumed that the other side is right. So the only time you could pass him with the Rav, Dayonim, if the Dayonim are in front of you. But if the Dayonim are not in front of you, you can't use him as a Rav. Because the Rav could only be used if the Rav is in front of you. The same thing I saw some poskim say, this is something which is a little difficult to understand, but some people want to say that in Psak, there's a shot if you could use poiskim for different generations. There's some people say you can't pick up a sefer and say there's a poiskim for hundreds of years ago, something like this, and use it to pass it today. Because if he would have heard an argument from the people from different sefer, from the different godel, maybe he would have changed his opinion. So you can't use somebody that was not in front of you in order to pass it the right. There is some questions sometimes do, not, but there's a chazanish who talks about it, that you can't do it at random, use poiskim for different generations. Because if it's on the different generations, so the wave was on in front of you. And if the wave was on in front of you, like we're saying over here, Rabbi Chonim is on for the Rosh Hashanah, you can't use the wave in order to pass because the wave was on in front of you. The only thing is, as we have just finished saying, we accomplished, we proved, that there's no such a thing as Rabbi Yomim. Because it's with the two logics that Rav Kona brings down. But all the other cases that we brought, that there is Rav, everyone is another reason. Like you said, the reason by scolding me because he did this in the question was the money. The question with the Nohor, the question was the water. We weren't talking about the days, we're talking about the water. The same thing with the Isha, who she was, the Shaila wasn't in the Gia. Shaila wasn't the Yomim. The question was about the Negiah, was about the water, was about the money. Over there, it's not because the wife Yomim decides. Over there was the only Indian that was decided. But if it's the child is of a Yomim itself, you can't use Yomim as part of a roi. Sof. Okay, regardless. Regardless, if Rebbe said, oh, a beer or a hogger, there's still the deal. Whatever we discussed is still applicable. No matter whatever it is. It could be Mephalpa, maybe, you're right. We're in the middle of the 3 weeks, even though we didn't speak about Musa before, we can't ignore completely where we're holding what situation in the year. A few little comments. We're not in generation today. We are not like those. For people that Yerushalayim, Elton Yerushalayim, they can even make Tikkun Chatzos, they go to the Kodesh at 12 o'clock at night and they cry. We are not in that league. We're not in that league. Let's not fool ourselves. However, we at least should be feeling that we don't feel the Chorban. At least that much we should feel. Guilty. that we're not in that, that we're not in that league. We should at least feel that it should bother us, that we don't have that feeling that of the churban. That we don't feel that churban states that we're not in the dark. But at least we should know, we should feel, we don't even feel that. We don't even, we're That's one comment. We should think about our lives and think. And then if a person gets to that feeling, he'll say, okay, maybe Taki, I should feel a little bit and I should behave and drop different and I should try to fix a little bit my work, my behavior in life. I had a question. The Gemara says that the reason the B'Sanim was choru because of Sinas Chinam. So you have to understand, what does Sinas Chinam mean? Let's understand the words. Can a person hate a table? Could you hate a table? No. Why? How can I hate the table? It did nothing to me. How can I hate the table? Can I hate the wall? Can't hate the wall. So what does it mean, Sinas Chinam? Chinam means he didn't do anything to you. How does Shach see it? How does Shach have to hate if there was no reason to hate? So it's, how do you put these two words together? If it's Chinam, Vipassino. So someone told me last night, Gada, a cousin of mine from Zurich, we're discussing it, so he sent yesterday an email, and he said, Pshat is Azoi. He looked up in a sefer called Sefer HaShoroshim, a sefer that deals with the Hebrew words, what's the mocker, what's the shirish, the root of the word. The root of chinom is chein. Chein means sympathy. A gishmak ezach. Sinas chinom means, not shall we talk about sinas chinom, he didn't do anything to me. Because if he didn't do anything to me, so pastach nishkin sin, how can I hate somebody if he didn't do anything to me bad? The pshat of Sinas Chinam is talk about someone that did an avodah to me. He did it. And I do have a taina. I have sinah. But the Sinas Chinam is with a chein, with a gishmak. That was the avodah. The avodah was that the sinah was a gishmak sinah. It was a chinam. Those meant chinam. Chinam meant with a chein. Let me give you an example. The Chofetz Chaim says Sinas Chinam means Loshon Hara. That's what happened in those days of the Churban. Sinas Chinam, the Chofetz Chaim said a few places was in Loshon Hara. Unfortunately, we are a little not so much good in Mikhaim Lashon Hara. But there's two types of Lashon Hara. There's a Mala Lashon Hara, you come to Shul and you say, you know, you can't wait to come to Shul to tell something about Yenim. Don't you say that Lashon Hara became with a Gishmak of Lashon Hara? There's two types of Lashon Hara. The same thing with Sina. Could be there's a Sina and a Takot Babavlet. Okay, a person is human, he feels bad. You know, he doesn't. But if I'm on a sinner, which is a sinner with chayin, a gishmak a sinner, you enjoy the sinner, that was the avla. That's pshat sinas chinom. That the sinner gave in with the chayin, the sinner gave in with the gishmak, that really was the avla. Because that answers the question, what does it mean, sinas chinom, ragunish kitin, why do you hate him? It's like a table. Terence says, no, Hitaka did something to you. And you Hitaka have a time on him. And it bothers you. However, the sinner should be, I don't know how to explain it. You know, it should be more superficial, it should be, but not chalila that you enjoy the sinner. For other mol, you have a tiny yenem, and you enjoy it. Could be that that's pshat, it's something to think about. But what do? We have to do something productive, we have to do something ma'asi, objectively. To do something to, in the time of Churban, the time of Kol Yisrael needs Yeshua's, there has to be an approach of daigen and vegen etzreiter, to worry about the second person. To make up for what happened by the Churban, there has to be an approach where a person worries, a person is concerned about the second person, about the second individual. There is such a mitzvah, Nichum Aveilim, Avdolas, we are Mikhaim, in sign you go to Shul, say the Gemilu Aveilim here, Minche Shachez here, Mikhaim, everybody goes. And I'm not a psychologist to explain why people run to be Nichum Aveilim. Oh, but Biku Choylem Lemashu, it's not so common. Someone Ebech doesn't feel well, And he's in the hospital. People don't run to the hospital to be Mevaka Choyla. Mevaka Choyla doesn't necessarily mean to visit. It means to check. Biku comes to the word, see what's the end of the form. What does he need? Maybe he needs this for other people, wealthy, no problem. But there are people who don't know. They don't have that extra few dollars to get the specialist. Or they don't have the extra few dollars to be able to buy themselves a vegala that you need. For other need to worry about second person. Sometimes we lack that feeling. Stayed in Parsha Shmois, and Moshe Rabbein was put in the lily in the water, so stayed, Miriam and Nevi'a stood on the side, v'atavod achoyse nerochoy, lodas mayu oseloy. She didn't do anything. She didn't jump into the river to save him. She stood from far, just to know what's happening with my brother. Just to stand from far and worry about her brother. And Chazal tell us at the end of Baal Yitzchak, a tremendous thing, when Miriam had a tzoras, and she was sent outside of the camp, so Claudius waited for 7 days and seven nights until she finished her tzoras, her leprosy, and then she came back to the camp, and then they continued on. So the before Shemesh, Tircha de Tzibira, how is it Shaykh? There were millions of people there at the time. And to wait 7 days and seven nights, we feel some Bechiyas HaTorah. When you get an Aliyah, you open the Sefer Torah, make a brocha, and at some point you're not supposed to close the Sefer Torah. You leave the Sefer Torah open. Why? Because if you close the Sefer Torah, and to open it again, it's a Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura. I mean, the Olympics, you don't worry about such fraction of a second. You know how long it takes to open the Sefer Torah. Yet, it's a Tircha de Tzibura. Don't close the Sefer Torah because you're going to have to open it. Tircha de Tzibura, it's hundreds of places in Shas that you have to worry about Tircha de Tzibura. And over here, they wait for 7 days and seven nights. How come? So Rashi, before she explained, Rashi brings down, because she waited to see what's going to be with her brother. And when she waited, how long did she wait for? A period of time, so Stacia says, after you've given insight, is 20 minutes. A period of time, Talmudically, is 20 minutes. A Mida Toivo is 500 times. 500 times 20 minutes? 10,000. 10,000 minutes she has to be paid back for the 20 minutes she spent worrying about her brother. How much is 7 days and seven nights in minutes? 10,080. If you take 24 hours a day times 60 minutes times 7, it comes up to 10,080. That's what the 10,000 that she got paid for because she waited for her brother. And the extra 80 minutes is because after she went to get her mother to feed Moshe Rabbeinu. So we add another 80 minutes. But Be'etzem, Chalisol waited for over 10,000 minutes because she waited 20 minutes to see what's with her brother. Because the feeling, the Torah expresses over here, the importance of worrying about the Tzveita, worrying about your Chava, worrying about your brother. That has to be the tafkut of every Yid. We have to try to worry about Chalisol, worry about your neighbor, worry about your parents. Sometimes people neglect a little bit. Yeah. About your children, people you have to worry. They have a brother of mine that he has Stephen on Hoggis, he writes a little bichel every day how much he was Avdi Betzibur, how many times he did Ashgocha Parotis, to write down, to keep a cheshbon, who did I worry for today? Every day a person finishes a day, did I worry about anybody today? Did I worry about the school? Did I worry about the chava? Did I worry about my wife? Did I worry about my children? Doesn't mean necessarily that you have to go and fix the problem. But just to worry, to think about Yenim, to act about Yenim, to worry about the second person, that will do tremendous towards bringing back the Gula, the Mega, the Meinu, Amen. Amen.